Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I don't know if you guys have even thought yet about a family vacation this summer or a staycation, but it is being predicted that this summer, more people than ever will be taking a road trip in an RV and go camping. Mm-hmm. I have never been in an RV. I have friends. They rent one every year. Love it. Have you ever hit the road in an RV, Bill?
No. And I've actually always wanted to. I always see it on TV, these great camping trips in these RVs where friends get in and they bring all the food, all the beer. They get a little fire outside. I'm thinking, I want to do that so badly.
Some of them are super fancy.
Oh, my gosh. You see, so they're like condos inside. They really are beautiful.
It's like glamping.
Yeah. I'm a glamper. That's what I am. You know how long I lasted in the Boy Scouts? How many days?
I was going to say, how many years?
It was one day.
Get out of here.
It was one day. We went camping. We had the tent, and then I was in a tent with like six other of my classmates because it was horrible. It was raining.
Come on.
I was itching. I got like poison ivy or something. I'm like, this is not for me.
Now, I do have fond memories. When I was a Girl Scout, Camp Tweedale, I think is what it was called. We would go there, and we'd be in the A-frames, and they were pretty cool
because
were raised above, they had the wooden floor above the ground. I did. The last time I camped, though, was pretty cool. It was in a tent on the beach in Wildwood.
And that's nice.
It was for my daughter's Girl Scout troop.
That's cool.
And it was cool.
Yeah. All I know, it was so embarrassing for me to get picked up by my sister. It was terrible. But anyway, we want to know what it's like to go camping in that RV with a family because we've never done it. We have so many questions. Give us a call right now, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So are you making those summer plans? There's expected to be a big surge in people actually hitting the road on RVs to go camping. Funny, because Jen and myself want to do it, never have.
Never have, But Sean, explain what you do when you glamp.
Well, I have a portable pizza oven that we bring when we go camping, and I could do two 14-inch pizzas at the same time.
Oh, my gosh, that's so cool.
Sean, that's awesome. Now, if no one's ever seen Sean, you were like a real man. You're very...
Bill's jealous.
You're burly. You got the beard. You're a tough guy. Now, does anyone ever think less of you because you glamp?
No, not at all.
Kind of question is that? Glamping sounds fun.
All right, so I want to glamp with Sean. Can we go with you, Sean?
He's just getting back at me from my birthday question.
Yeah, exactly. You're right, Sean. I think it's great.
Yeah, so it's a fun time.
And I can bring my Xbox if I come with you glamping, Sean?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Very good.
Bill, you're supposed to unplug on these trips. Wow. You're out in nature making pizzas. Well, listen, Sean, you enjoy your glamping trip this summer, okay? Thanks for calling.
Yeah, Sean.
Yes, have a beautiful day.
You too. All right, if you have taken the RV out on the road, if you like to camp or glamp, we'd like to hear what it's like. Here's our number, 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, you might be getting a little bit of a late start this year making those summer vacation plans, but there is expected to be a rise in the number of people doing the RV camping thing. Jen and me have never done it.
We would like to, yeah. That's for sure. Julie, have you ever been in an RV?
Yes, I've been in a couple. I've been in one that's like really fancy. My brother had one of those campers back in the day that we used to deal with, and he used to camp at a campground on the way down to the shore called Hospitality Creek all the time, which was an amazing campsite. But I was also a Girl Scout, so I went camping my whole life. But the best camping trip I think I ever went on was when I was 14, my best friend's parents took me right over the border to Canada, and then we camped at this campsite that was absolutely beautiful. And we were on a side where the rocks up from the water were like 70 feet up in the air. We were jumping off the cliffs into the water.
My goodness.
That kind of stuff. Like, it was amazing. And that was in a tent. That was old time, old school.
Yeah.
Jen would love to see me jump off a cliff. She would pay money for that, Julie.
So which would you prefer? Camping in a tent in nature in a beautiful area or hitting the road in an RV and camping at a campground?
Well, now that I'm 47 years old.
Let me guess.
I would go with the RV.
Okay.
I love it, like the outdoor fire.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, all that kind of stuff. But sleeping in the RV is so much better.
Oh, I'm sure. It sounds like fun. All right, guys. What's it like going on the RV and camping? Give us a call. 888-333-B101, 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Are you making those big summer plans? It's being predicted this year that more people are going to take to the road on that RV and go camping. Now, Jen and myself have never actually done that.
We would like to. Yeah. It does sound like fun. So what is your camping story, Sandy?
Well, it was when I was 12. Mm-hmm. My parents took me cross-country in a van camping.
Ooh.
They had taken out the back seat, so they slept in the back, and I slept on the one seat, and we went all the way across country for 13 weeks.
Wow. Oh, now, what sites did you see?
Of course, one of my favorite places was Disneyland.
Yes.
We saw Mount Rushmore and the Rocky Mountains and the Grand Canyon. And
wow.
That's incredible.
It was a very exciting trip.
And since you were 12 years old, you probably didn't mind sleeping on the seat or whatever.
No, that wasn't a problem. Mm-hmm. But being away from my friends that long,
sure. Oh, okay.
Was kind of a problem.
But as you look back, Sandy, you're probably thinking that was the experience of a lifetime.
It was, but it was a long time to spend with just your parents.
13 weeks. That's crazy. At least you got to Disneyland, though.
Yeah, that's right.
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Sandy, thanks for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Why are you hitting the open road this summer? There's expected to be an increase in the number of people actually taking a road trip in an RV, which we have never done.
No, but we would really like to, especially hearing all of your guys' stories. We also just want to know what it's like. So, Ashley, do you do the RV thing or do you just go camping?
So, we've done both. My husband actually had a tent that fit into the bed of his truck.
Oh, cool.
So it kept you up off the ground when it rained, no bugs. It was awesome. We actually just graduated to a 35-foot trailer.
Whoa.
And we've been going all over the place. We've been in Pennsylvania. We've been in New Jersey. We actually have a four-month-old that we have started the travels with.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Ashley, do you have any plans like going across country or farther out?
Our big trip that we really, really want to do when the world opens back up, we want to drive to Disney World. And we want to stay at the campground that they have down there.
Yes.
Oh, I bet it's a nice one.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, my cousins have stayed there, and they said that the campground's very nice down there.
Oh, something I've always wondered, like in terms of price, because I imagine you have to pay a lot for gas on all these trips, but do you still end up saving money instead of staying at a hotel or something?
Pretty much, because to stay for a night at like a pretty good campground, it's only like $70 a night.
Okay.
You can't stay $70 a night at a hotel. And then we spend, like, you bring your own food because, like, our camper has a kitchen and we have a grill and we actually have an outside kitchen where it opens up on the side. It has, like, a refrigerator and a sink and everything like that. And we bring our own food. So you think maybe you spend like $100 on for the weekend to stay. So you're looking at maybe only like $300 or $400. You spend that on one night at a hotel.
You are totally saving money, and I love how you're having your daughter start early.
Yep, I started early. I was 1 year old sleeping in a tent.
Look at that.
That's how. So my daughter's living the life.
That's great. You're making me want to hit the road. You're making us want to hit the road and do this.
You really are.
Yeah, really. Hey guys, don't forget, coming up soon around 8:30, it's your chance to win a $50 Giant Foods gift card when we play Beat the Bee. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.